Good morning, everyone. Are you ready for some relief today? That's exactly what's in store for upstate New York and interior New England. A strong cold front has already pushed through organized batches of showers and thunderstorms overnight into early this morning. This same front will also bring in much lower dew points and humidity by the afternoon. We can expect high pressure to build in from the west, bringing most of us some sunshine to end the day. Temperatures will be seasonably warm, but about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than days past. Saturday will be even cooler with more comfortable humidity levels, dew points, and plenty of sunshine. A great day to be outside. For the end of the weekend, dew points will remain comfortable, but temperatures will be a little bit warmer out there. Early next week, a fast-moving upper-level disturbance will try and dive south, bringing with it some cloud cover, but rain chances really not looking that great. We will remain under the influence of northwesterly flow, which will keep at least some cloud cover and a pop-up thunderstorm chance around, especially for the higher terrain through midweek. Taking a look at significant weather around the country today, mid to upper-level ridging will allow for much of the western U.S. to be warmer than seasonal average. Today into the weekend, some locations across the northern Rockies and high plains may reach 10 to 15 degrees above normal for early July, leading to a dangerous heat wave. Although parts of the Intermountain West got needed rainfall on Thursday, multiple wildfires continue to burn out of control, not only in southern Colorado, but also California as well. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough will move southeastward across Quebec and southwest Ontario today as our cold front advances southeastward across the northeast. Convection will likely be ongoing and ahead of the front this morning, moving southeastward across New England. Forecast soundings show enough instability and wind shear to lead to a gusty wind and even an isolated tornado threat. The severe weather threat will decrease from northwest to southeast as the front moves into coastal New England by midday. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers and storms will continue into the early afternoon, some of those containing heavy rainfall. Highs will reach the mid-80s. In Boston, showers and thunderstorms will continue into the early afternoon. Heavy rain possible there as well. Highs will reach the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs near 70. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 82, the average low is 61, the record high is 97, set back in 1886, the record low is 47, set back in 1962, sunrise today 5:24 a.m., sunset 8:36 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, a net loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 28 degrees yesterday morning at Bodie State Park, California, to a trio of 116-degree readings, all in California, first in Death Valley, the second in Palm Springs, and the third at Thermal, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Organized rain showers and thunderstorms will continue pushing to the southeast throughout the morning, eventually clearing out by about 9 a.m. Highs will be cooler, only rebounding into the mid to upper 70s, although highs could make a run for 80 degrees in Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows falling near 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, organized rain showers and thunderstorms will continue to push southeast throughout the morning, eventually clearing out by no later than 2 p.m. Highs will reach the mid to upper 80s today. Tonight, skies will clear out. Lows will fall into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, organized rain showers and thunderstorms will continue pushing to the southeast, eventually clearing out by about 10 a.m. Highs will reach the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the low 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, organized rain showers and thunderstorms will continue pushing to the southeast throughout the morning time, eventually clearing out by about midday. Highs will reach the upper 70s to low 80s. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the lower 50s. By tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid 70s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, organized rain showers and thunderstorms will continue pushing to the southeast throughout the morning, eventually clearing out by about 11 a.m. High temperatures will reach the low 80s today. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the low to mid 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid 70s to near 80 degrees. Your regional forecast for tomorrow: Your weekend starts off pleasant and dry with highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Relative humidity and dew point levels very comfortable compared to what we've been experiencing the past week or so. We start to heat up again for your day Sunday. Expect highs in the upper 80s, and that heat continues for your day on Monday. Highs will be in the upper 80s, but we will have a few more clouds to contend with by Monday afternoon. Expect a repeat for your day on Tuesday, except a few showers will be possible in the afternoon. By Wednesday, it looks a little bit cooler, still a little cloudy. Highs will be in the lower 80s. Overall, no big rainmakers in the forecast over the next 5 days, with temperatures still much cooler than those that we faced out there last week. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.